It's the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with Till 11 O'Clock. One of the big stage hits of 2014 was a collaboration between Second City and the Hubbard Street Dance Company. The Art of Falling played to great reviews and sold out houses back then. So why not bring it back? The Art of Falling will be back on stage at the Harris Theater in Millennium Park from June 9th to the 19th. In studio with me tonight are two of the writers on the project, Tim Mason and Carissa Bereka. Tim, Carissa, thanks for being here. Good to see you guys.
Aw, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Justin.
All right, so let's get right to, for you guys to bring this back, what does it mean to bring it back? Because it was such a success. I mean, past the point of just great, you know, great feedback from the audience, but the critics just love this thing. Well, I mean, is it fun to bring something like this back?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it was such a collaboration that, and it took so much time to create that the four shows we did originally just did not seem like
right,
enough.
Right. It's only, it was like a lot, months on this thing, right?
Oh, months. A year. I mean, honestly, a year. And then the dance world just operates different than the comedy world so that they spend all this time perfecting it and they're like, well, we did it four times. That was great.
That was a lot of times.
Yeah, it was a lot of times. Yeah, you know, we used to do eight shows on the main stage. You'd be like, this isn't even Thursday. It's what it felt like. So bringing it back is fantastic. It's one of the things I'm most proud to ever have been a part of.
And you've been a part of a lot. I mean, you've your own sketch group, and you did Second City, main stage, the whole bit. So, I mean, for you to say that about this project, I mean, why this project over all the other stuff that you've done with the company?
Well, this is so unlike everything else I've done before in that it's so unlike anything, really. It's its own piece of theatrical work that's hard to describe, but the reason I like it so much is that it has a lot of great laughs. I mean, really, really funny laughs, but at the same time, it's grounded in such emotion, and it explores some topics that you don't normally get to do when there's a bunch of drunk bachelorettes out in the crowd, you know? So it's like we're in a beautiful theater, and we're able to kind of take comedy a little more seriously, you know, and like actually elevate the art of comedy a little bit. I just love it. I'm so proud to be a part of it. So.
Oh yeah.
Well, the show is called The Art of Falling Down, and there's something great about that because, you know, the title itself is something that applies to both comedy and dance. I mean, obviously, falling down on stage and dance is pretty obvious.
Yeah.
But in comedy, there's a lot of falling down. I mean, there's a lot of risk taking. There's more than just, you know, slipping and falling on the stage. Talk about, I mean, is that sort of the idea behind Art of Falling, that you're exploring the different storylines that both are in dance and comedy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we explore everything, like, from, like, kind of a more heightened reality to a very grounded, like, storyline. There are, like, three storylines that kind of weave itself through the piece. And, like, one of them is, like, very heightened, almost cartoonish. And then there's very, like, grounded, like, tearjerker ones that have, like, just such beautiful moments in them. And I think in both worlds, like, the idea of falling, like, in love, falling, like, just like on your face, like there's so many different ways to think of what falling means.
Yeah. And you know, the whole show ends, I'm not going to give anything
give
away.
It away.
I'll give it away.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, the bloodbath hits. No, but the very last line is actually a quote from Sheldon Patinkin that after we had named it The Art of Falling, after we had put these themes through, we kind of knew that there's this moment where it was like, we want to leave you in the words of Sheldon Patinkin, and Sheldon had just died right before that happened, and we were frantically trying to think of like what is the final thing that we say. And then we found in the Second City coffee table book that, you know, like,
yeah,
they give out with coffee, there's this the last line says something like, in the book says like, I leave you in the words of the great Sheldon Patinkin, and he's like, it's better to, if you're gonna fall, it's better to land on your feet, and if you can't do that, at least get a laugh while you're trying.
That's so great.
And we saw these words, and we're like, well, there's the end
there
of the show.
Yeah.
We got it. And it all just, stuff like that, when we were writing it, it all came together kind of magically a little bit.
Carissa, let me ask you, how much did you know about dance, And more importantly, the industry that is dance, because, you know, it's not just about, you know, moving. I mean, there's a lot that goes into dance and the world of dancers. How much did you know before you started this project?
Well, luckily, like, actually, I was a dancer in college, and I minored in that. And then I also have a dance company here in Chicago. So it kind of just it's a dream to do this, because it's like my two favorite things in the whole world, comedy and dance, just meshed into one beautiful creation. So I mean, I do have a background in it, and there was a definite, like, still a learning curve of like, oh, we have to translate for the comedians into like dance, right, and dance and for the comedians. And there was like, I did feel like a translator at points for
dancers. I mean, that's great to have on the staff. I would think that in some cases you were doing a show that would be collaborating with a dance company, and there's probably a lot of Second City writers who don't know anything about dance. It would just go to the stereotype.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I had never seen a dance show before in my life until I signed up to do this, and then went to the first Hubbard show, and I was completely, I was like, oh, this is not what I thought it was at all. You know, I didn't, in my head, it was either going to be like bad, like ballet that you see, like, and like, I think my extent of ballet I had seen is the ballet scene in Top Secret, the movie.
Oh, my.
I mean, like, terrible.
That's what you had in your head.
That's what I had in my head.
That's like, dance.
Like, oh my gosh, this is what dance is going to be.
Nothing like that scene.
Right? I know. No, so like seeing this, it's like, oh, it's wonderful. And then having Carissa, who was able to kind of speak both languages. Yeah. And then, you know, these choreographers, you know, we're in the show.
Oh,
we're
goodness.
Dancing in the show too. And they think some of these words are normal things that normal people know, but they're not. Like, all right, now you just flingulate everywhere. And you're like, what was that word again? And then Carissa would explain it.
There was one day, on our first days in the studio, I think one of the choreographers was trying to figure out, like, he just looked at us. He could not figure out what we were. Like, he was, like, trying to make us move, like these beautiful dancers did. And I think he was just like, I don't know what to do. And he goes, you know what? Just prance. And we ended up just, like, prancing around the room for, like, a good... And we, in our own beautiful ways, I think we made something gorgeous out of that. I mean, we really pranced all over that room.
That's good. That's... You're prancers. That's good.
Yeah.
Tim Mason and Carissa Brecka in studio with me. The show is called The Art of Falling. It's a collaboration between Second City and the Hubbard Street Dance Company. Let's take a quick break. The show is going to be at the Harris Theater at Millennium Park from June 9th to the 19th. We'll continue the conversation after this. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're talking about The Art of Falling, the collaboration between Second City and Hubbard Street. It's going to be remounted at the Harris Theater at Millennium Park from June 9th to 19th. I think dance is one of the best art forms in all of performance. And when I watch it, I'm always like, this is so amazing, because it does what I think theater does in comedy as well. It puts human beings in a position where you're like, I can't do that. They're much better than me in every facet of the world. And so I get do you feel the audiences that are coming to this, are they dance audiences or are they comedy audiences?
I mean, I think we're spanning both of the genres with this, and it's so great. And it's also like a theater audience too, because people who've never seen dance are coming to see this and like being inspired, and people who have never seen comedy, like these are just people that don't like think that what comedy is in Second City is a stand-up, are coming to see this and having a whole new appreciation for like sketch and the whole world of Second City. So I think this is a real like genre bending experience.
Yeah. We've only done it four times really in town. So,
but from my four-time experience.
But there was, you know, that last run, it was, and this could now be an urban legend that's been passed down to me, but that by the end, there were people lined up outside being turned away. And that last show, you got the feeling that it was
something
that had turned the corner, because the laughs were a little longer. Mm-hmm. The blue humor got a few more laughs. And like,
I mean, I would say, I will say what, and Tim Mason, Carissa Brecka are in studio with me, but I would say that my caveat of saying that dance is the best, it's also, it needs comedy. Yeah. A lot of times it needs, like if it had a Second City sketch inside of it and it was worked in, I'm liking what I'm hearing.
I think you like it. Well, you know, so much of that dance stuff is out of context, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, especially contemporary dance like Hubbard is really beautiful stuff that is also sometimes for me as a writer, you're like, okay, what are you trying to say?
Right. What's the POV on this?
Yeah.
Right.
So just adding a little bit of context to some mm-hmm. of these movements in a way, I think, elevated their stuff. And then it by far elevated our stuff, you know, where we would always laugh for like in a Second City show, you'd have five chairs and that's an airplane. But here it's like you have 30 people and they're moving beautifully.
So you were able to use the dancers to be able to do object work.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that's great.
The best object work you've ever seen.
the most leotarded object work of all time.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Is the most leotarded Second City show, I think, of all time.
I really like this word. That's
I just made it leotarded. You guys both worked on the collaboration you did with the opera, with the Lyric Opera. Just you, Tim.
Not me.
Oh, you didn't work on that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Uh-uh. So talk about, Chris, that. I guess the question I have is, like, do most arts companies work in the same way? Because at Second City, there's something great about the idea of the way that you've developed and put together a show on stage. And you know, it's very loose and it's very improv and you try things. When you're working with another company, a different discipline, everything across the board, is it difficult to communicate when it comes to how you guys sort of operate and be able to collaborate?
I would say every company is different. Like, I was not a writer on the Lyric show. I was a performer in it, and that was an amazing experience as well. So I can only speak from a performance perspective, but it was a definitely different vibe than the Hubbard show. I feel like for the Hubbard show, there were, I don't know, 25 collaborators, I feel like, because all the dancers were involved and the choreographers were involved and the writers.
Musicians.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, the musicians. There's so many people involved in that collaboration. And again, I can't speak to how many people were involved in the Lyric, but especially when we got to the stage, it was not that many. It was two opera singers. And then, of course, Patrick Stewart and Renee Fleming were sure. also there, I think.
Yeah. I think, outside of when all the actors and the dancers and the choreographers got in a room, we all collaborated really well together. I mm-hmm. think that yes and stuff really actually worked on both ends and we were all speaking the same language. I think the hardest stuff was probably like the organizations collaborating together. And like one is a Second City's like a for-profit comedy club that has all this stuff. And then Hubbard's this non-for-profit. Like I think watching the organizations, it's helped elevate stuff at Second City even afterwards, you know, like, I think everybody was kind of working together, like all across the administrations even.
So it did work. The collaboration did work between the choreographers and the artists and the comedians sort of take that ethos that yes, and let's all be one big ensemble. Because like you said, I mean, you're talking 30 plus people in a room. Mm-hmm.
You should have heard some of the conversations that a choreographer and I would have together, like me trying to explain what I think. I'm like, I don't know. Robin Minek.
Gosh, beautiful.
She was kind of choreographing the things I was working on. And I said, I kind of see it like water kind of like going down a drain. And, you know, and she'd be like, okay, so you want water going down a drain? I'm like, no, I'm just, these are, I don't know.
Images?
I guess I want like a circle.
I want it in dance water. Water.
Right. Yeah, please, just make it pretty. That's it.
Did you have a concept? I mean, obviously this is not and that's what I really like about this project, is it's not a sketch show that you do a sketch and then, oh, okay, here's Hubbard Street with a dance. I mean, it is so written to be integrated. Mm-hmm. So was that, I mean, did you have, as one of the head writers, Tim, did you have in your mind how that would go?
Not really. You know, I think we walked in there thinking, okay, we're going to do some version of where Second City goes to a town and makes fun of the town's, you know, like oddities. And we'll do that for dance. And then we saw the show, and at least for me and I think Billy and I think all of us, we were like, I don't want to make fun of this. I want to use this as a tool to create something new. And, you know, the closest thing that I can draw a parallel to is it's kind of like you go see a musical and the music propels the story forward and the music is woven into the show and you don't know where the music ends and the story, begins. You know, it's just part of what it is. This is like substitute music for dance, and the dance is just as integral to the story. I mean, the climax of this show is a dance move, you know, and that when we... Also, we didn't know if that was going to work. You know, like, I mean, we really, you're like, well, it's a dance move. Like, good luck. Okay, good luck. Like, can't wait to hear the booze on this, you know, but it, and then when it worked, but I remember the first time we did that finale in the room and suddenly everyone was crying and you're like, well, at least 40 people like it.
Yeah.
You know, and like,
that's a good number of people.
Yeah. I mean, that was great. Yeah, you know, right. Like a pretty big thing. Take that. So then that's when we went off and tried it then.
Do you both as comedians and performers and writers from this experience, the experience of putting together this for a year and getting a chance to remount it, how has it changed you as performers? I mean, Carissa, you already had a dance background, but getting a chance to work comedy dance with Hubbard Street, how did it make you a better performer?
I mean, in every possible way. But I mean, just creatively, I can't tell you how many times I'm like, this is cool, but how can I heighten this now? Like, I feel like nothing is impossible now for some reason, because this seemed so impossible when we started. And then everything just, can I do this? I want to do this. Yes, you can do this. And we can make it even better than you thought it would be. I mean, I think now everything I create, I can be like, I know this can be better. And I know it can be heightened because I've seen it. Done, yeah.
What about you, Tim?
It's totally changed me. I think it has made me respect my just the writing and the comedy as kind of an art form. And so much of comedy is disposable nowadays, you know, where people literally pull out their phone and they throw it up and they think that's it. That when these dancers who are all sitting around like reading like Proust and doing New Yorker articles, and when they'd be like, this was really good. You're really good at what you do. It suddenly made you be like, yeah, you know what? I am. And it's changed me into writing like longer stuff and like trying to make that transition out of just throw away comedy to throw away comedy to theater. Yeah.
The show is called The Art of Falling. It was a big hit in 2014. It's back. It'll be on stage at the Harris Theater at Millennium Park from June 9th to June 19th, in studio, two of the writers, Carissa Brecka and Tim Mason. Thanks for both for being here. Congratulations on the success of the show.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Double congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And thanks for being here, and I'll see you guys soon.
Thanks, Justin. Thanks.